The best example of that that I can give is the Macrovision situation, where the license to manufacture VHS carries with it the obligation to recognise Macrovision. But how far can an agreement of that type go? How far can that be legal? Of course, the first point, in any event, is you can't even get to the point of having an agreement of the Macrovision type unless there's firstly an IPR, such as a patent, that has to be licensed for VHS or its equivalent. There also has to be an agreement between the IPR holder, the holder of the patent for VHS, for example, or patents that are needed to implement the VHS system, and the owner of the technical protection technology. Both of those may not happen. But if there is such an agreement, is that enforceable anyway under antitrust law? I personally have taken the view in the past that if the licensor of the IPR is actually in a dominant position, so there is no alternative to that particular system, then under some antitrust laws, it probably is illegal to suggest that something additional to the basic license has to be imposed on the licensee, i.e. in the Macrovision context, that the Macrovision recognition has to be included in the development of a VHS recorder. But as far as I know, the Macrovision agreement has never been challenged. What if there is no IPR to license in the first place? Can there be an agreement between the manufacturers and the right holders? Now, there was such an agreement in it with SCMS, as I asked Jean-Paul to say, and he kindly did. I was deeply involved in the SCMS agreement. It was the Athens agreement, done in Athens in the middle of the night. I produced the first version of it, then the representative from Philips present corrected all my mistakes the following morning. It was done at 3 a.m, I gather. Jerry was working at 3 a.m. on his presentation, so he's better at it than I am, being a representative from Philips, so he gets it right, but I was corrected at the time. But in any event, we did put together, in the context of SCMS, an agreement between manufacturers and the recording industry. Was that legal as a matter of antitrust law? I hope so. Since I was advising on the subject at the time. I'm not actually sure that it necessarily would be. It's an agreement that has certain restrictions in it. In this context in Europe, it potentially could be caught by Article 85, which deals with agreements which have certain restrictions in them. I have to say that we did take a very sensible precaution, I felt, when we dealt with the Athens agreement, of actually having representatives from the Commission present, so that at least we could claim later, if somebody attacked us for it, that we were entitled to an exemption from basic prohibitions on agreements if it was in the public interest, and that we had made sure that we did the whole thing very openly. But even then, if you have something like the SCMS agreement, not every manufacturer signs up to that. It was a limited number of companies that signed up to the Athens agreement. There were some companies and some representing some nations that weren't party to it at all. They could have just carried on producing a DAT recorder or some other form of digital recorder which didn't have SCMS in it. For all those reasons, because of the problems of legality of a private agreement and because of people who are not party to the private agreement, to me, the only way ultimately is to have legislation to support proposed technical solutions. But, and this is my final point, the technical solutions themselves should be principally to deal with access, to deal with copying in a sensible way, not to damage existing consumer usage that should be allowed to continue, but to deal with copying that is seriously damaging to the interests of content providers and copyright holders, and it has to be done on a product-by-product basis, because none of us, I think, can predict the future. Thank you very much.